Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Behold, I will send you Elijah. Please underline Elijah. The prophet. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. So, verse 5 tells us to remember, as it were, Elijah. Who stood for the prophets. Verse 6 now, and he will turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. So, the Bible in our first text summarizes the Old Testament into the law and the prophets. Moses stands for the law. Elijah stands for the prophet. And then after summarizing the Old Testament, he tells us an outstanding problem that they could not solve. The law could not solve and the prophets could not solve. And which we are going to look at today.
Hallelujah. Now, what kind when you are saying me, I want to talk for the Amaya, Chese, and running comes for, and I know when you are making, and it's a Moses ni Jahoma, Emra, Elijah Jahoma, and comes for. Now, I can say, what pump that down, no more, dear, be I know when you are here, so bet to me, ya, on went to me, and you know, ye babe, shishimu, ne ya, chichimu.
Now, our second text in Revelations 22.
At this same third, you know me,
Verse 21. We have looked at the way that the Old Testament ended. Now we want to look at the way the New Testament ended. Remember, the book of Revelations is the revelations of Jesus Christ. So it ends by saying the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Father's Day is with us one more time. And I want to say happy Father's Day to all fathers. Present fathers, potential fathers. And surrogate fathers, people who are standing in. They may be females, they may be males, but they are standing in for fathers.
Nanso omu jina mu ayye adie edi buwebu suya se e janum. Ebi num suye mema nso omu jina ayye adie se e janum. Ninyina ya mamu afishi apa.
But above all, we want to salute God the Father, who is a wonderful Father.
Hallelujah.
Unto us.
Na ninyina omu nusu, ye nyanku ponso, ye dinidia eseno emanu.
And we salute the Lord Jesus.
And na Yesu Christo su.
Who is also an eternal Father, Isaiah chapter 9.
Now, Isaiah,
he is a father of people like him, who are us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a day that is set aside to honor fatherhood, not to bash them.
Da we ye da ye de to ho edi wo wa eja no me nyase ye de kansem di tia om.
It is not a wise thing to try to bash fathers into alignment.
Na eme ehia se wo be ke kansem a enye fa eja no mo se wo kan de atenetene wom da bi.
So no one should try to do that.
Ano ti me mo bi anya na dwen so be yesa.
Because that is not God's way. Bashing fathers into alignment. It's not God's way.
And
and it doesn't work, you appeal to them. Paul told Timothy, who was a pastor, that he should speak to the elders as fathers.
Now Paul catches Timothy say, "Oni empenifo nkasa se eja."
So I do not want to preach to you. Actually, I want to talk to you. I just want to talk.
Me pesa mene wo ekasa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In our text, the Old Testament ended with problems between fathers and children.
Now usha ya semedika ywama lakaina.
And the law and the prophets, symbolized by Moses and Elijah, could not solve this problem. But God promised that He was going to fix it. He was going to fix this outstanding issue in a different era of grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know that up until now, many people have got problems with their fathers than with their mothers. The Bible is very right when the Old Testament ended with this outstanding issue that needed to be fixed. Problem between fathers and their children, not mothers and their children.
Na onyame asem ne yenokre apamfoforo no su gina so sara kan ye. Eya hawa eda ejanum ene emantem ene enu wo ho na ye kapa de a ejane emantem no haw no eye kese kra ese ena ene emantem.
I know many of you who are listening, you've got problems with your fathers. You don't understand your fathers. As for your mothers, you can get the rhythm. But the problem is with your fathers.
Na yimni se yenu bebre wo ho a se ye ka enna ene emasam de a anka ye betumi ehun se o ye maame de wo ho. Nemom ye de papa ne bamu a obi an ne ho otumi tene papa si ye.
Sometimes mothers even don't understand their husbands.
Ne dun pen so bi mpo a ehre num ye pa no mu ntie kunu num ase.
There is a problem that only God can solve.
Now where you how be a chiso nyame kuto na watumi aye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I asked the owner of a gift shop yesterday. I visited a gift shop, very popular one in town, and I wasn't going to buy anything anyway. But I asked her, what about Father's Day? Because she had displayed a banner, come and take a gift for your father and all that. This was almost getting to 6, thereabout, in the evening. He said that, oh, as for Father's Day, it's nothing to write to him about.
Now, see, mommy, be our worst talk, see, you talk a dear, the chain, what the, you notice, kakaka, boho, bana beta, dear, come on, wo papa. Enti na bo no nsia no ko bi san se o awo na anya bia wo story a wo de fade beta de ma wo papa nkrofo o to ade ana wo se hun jajai Father's Day de adwa anya de kra.
Wonderful. But you know, it is important to God that the problem between the heart of fathers and children is fixed.
Na ye onyame ade adane so se e ha wa da eja ene mantam no obeye hu bibi.
Really, anybody who is living and he has a problem with his father, and the father who is living who has a problem with his children, he may be a Christian, he may even be a minister of the gospel, but if that problem still exists, then he is still living in the law and the prophet, in the old. He's not making use of a grace for fathering.
Na se obi wa ha na ye jabi po ye Kristo ni bi po ye sofo na one ne mantem no nkita hudie papa bi ani ho de a ene no da so a enante wa pam dada na ye mran mu na adom a eye adom a wutumi di ye janu no nyanyae.
Now it was important for God to have this problem fixed because according to the Bible it was going to bring blessing to the earth.
na na ya dia wonyame pese wo ye hu adwuma sansa wo kenka wonyame asem na sa hawo no so nyame tumi ye dia ene adi nsira bebre beba asase so.
And God desires to bless the earth.
Na wonyame so ne trimpo no se wo be sira asase.
He will do whatever thing that human beings, the law could not do, the prophets could not do. He will do whatever thing he can to bring blessing to the earth and not a curse.
Na onyame die ni timpo ni se ni a emrane ntumi anya ne nkomhye ntumi anya no ono onyame beye se beye a odi ni hira ebeba sase so enye no me.
Now the New Testament ended with a declaration of the grace of Jesus.
Na apamfo froni na wieye no eye asem a ede ba ya eka Kristo na dom no ho asem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't understand the New Testament, just understand the end of the New Testament, which is an era of Jesus Christ, where in the revelation of Jesus, the very last thing God said about the revelation of Jesus is that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Na sa wonti apamfo fro na se a wo dia kenkan ya kwodu adisem na wie ye ne twato okra no wo se ama Kristo na dom no so ene montena.
That means that the problem between fathers and children will be solved by the grace of Jesus.
E chese e hawa da agya ne mantam no Kristo na dom na ye betumi e dia so anu.
So by the grace of Jesus, blessings, not cursing, will come upon the earth.
Receive it. Now when yamia dumunu enshra ebeba sase so enya no me.
By the grace of Jesus, blessing, not cursing, will come upon your family. It will come upon your relatives. It will come upon our nation.
Receive it. Now onam yesu na domuso no onyamisha beba ebusia onyamisha beba omai Ghana onyamisha ebeka ya sase.
So this is how God worked this thing about to solve this problem.
Now when you okwan yan onyankopon nam so edi sisa ohaw na no.
There was a man called Zachariah.
Na papa bi ohe friend is Zachariah.
In the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 17 to 20 we read something about Zachariah.
Now okay, can look at sempa na e kan bibi efa Zachariah ho.
The Bible says that he was righteous with his wife. They were both righteous. And they were doing the right thing in the sight of the Lord. But they didn't have a child. So, the Bible tells us that John the Baptist was born to Zachariah at a very old age.
Na Bible ma yete asese John the Baptist ni papa wo no obra ni wanyini pa.
And John the Baptist came by grace.
Now, John the Baptist, they are dumb no nyame ma obaye.
Because if God was going to look at Zachariah, he would not have solved the problem between fathers and children.
Na senanku onyame ebhye Zachariah pa dia. Na nya de obetumi di enyanu bi aba ehawa eda eja no ene emanum nte.
Because the Bible makes us to understand clearly that John the Baptist was the one who was coming in the spirit of Elijah, Luke chapter 1, who was going to fix this outstanding problem that the law and the prophets could not do.
Na babu mayati asese na John the Baptist ni obi a onyame nam no so anya nkomhyefo ne emrane ntumi anya no ono onyame nam John the Baptist so disa asumdwe ne beba.
So Zachariah clearly doubted Gabriel, who was a minister of information in the kingdom of God.
Na Zachariah emra onyame bofo ede asam ne bra no nya dia no oji edi wani ani.
And the angel clearly told him that you do not believe my words.
Na aso bofo no ka tia Zachariah say wo asam a me ka tro wo nyi ni.
Nevertheless, by the grace of God, a son is going to be born to you who do not believe that you have a son.
Na wakacha ni sa nyashi na mom na onyame ene Kristo na dom so no wo be wo oba.
So that is how John the Baptist came with the spirit of Elijah to come and start fixing this problem.
Na sa kwai na John the Baptist ba ya odisa Elijah sunsumi eba beye sa how no ho adwuma.
By grace again, God made Zachariah dumb.
Na wa adumu no so onyame ema Zachariah otorimum
so that he doesn't interfere Because you now, you doubt it.
Na onyame ye ni sase be Zakaria wan fa ni anye ni sunsun no anha onyame adwuma
ti
o mo torimum.
So that you don't speak some things about this John.
Now,
it's my work I'm doing. Leave me to do the work. You keep quiet.
Onyame na de obeya wose wo Zakaria me ma wanu bi obek kan kansam ma ha minti wo me kan wanu atumgbor na ma yem adwuma.
Wow. Many great people who have impacted humanity, like John the Baptist and like Jesus Christ. We can talk about contemporary, maybe in church history. Many people, Wesley brothers are part of it. There are many people, great people, who have impacted humanity. John is one, Jesus is another, who had fathers who were not that active in their lives.
Na wo hwe onyame asenum a wonum onyame na momso eye nyoma kese kese obi ti se John the Baptist obi se Christo obi se John Wesley fue enya de na mo eja num a na omo ebo shipa na bi.
Could it be that fathers can more easily disrupt God's purposes in the lives of their children?
Na me bi sase anaso eja num ebetumi aye bibie ma onyame ne trimpo wo omoma hu ne emmemu ana.
So that God set them aside.
Se be onyame di ombesi nchen ana.
I believe that this is not the order of God.
Na me jidi se nye we no onyame ahyehye.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You know, I said that I don't want to preach, I want to talk. But I want you to know something, that it is easy for fathers to behave like, I call them Old Testament fathers, Old Testament fathering style.
Na me pesa wo ti ase se ejanum wo ho a ebi wo ho a omutumi bo omo bra ti se apam dadanum ejanum.
Or if I should bring it home, like African fathers.
Eti se ebi bi man ejanum.
Because they like domination too much.
Esa so omo pesa wo mutumi se ejanum no obi ehu se omo wo ho.
They like to possess their children. They like to dictate to their children. And they want to control their children to go my way or else.
Proverbs 22
verse 6 says, that train up a child in the way that he should go.
Mebu samo se tete abofra no okwan a esese ofaso.
He should go.
Ekwan a esese ofaso.
And when he is grown, he will not depart from it.
Amase wonyi a wantwe ne ho amfi ho.
The way that he should go is talking about God's way.
Na me na waka se tete ne kwan a waso ofaso no wose tete no onyame ne kwan so.
Not your way.
Enya wo wo kwan so.
It is easy for you to read that verse like train up a child, and often I've heard people talk about it, quote it, train up a child in the way that you want him to go, and when he's grown he will not depart from it. The Bible didn't say train up a child in the way that you want him to go.
Na ya na binum Daniel onyame asem ne kakra wose e mebusem ne se tete abofra ne kwan ya opese ofaso no onyi a wantwe ne ho amfi ho enya sa na onyame asem ne te wukwa kenkan ne ye wose tete abofra ne ekwan a esese ofaso wanka se ekwan a wo agya ne wose wo ma akwara ne fa.
So don't plan to be an African father.
Enya wadwe se wo beye bibiman ye jakra.
Open his mouth once.
Obie na no bakope.
Doesn't explain anything.
One can chire chire umu asamono.
Old Testament style.
When you are pumped at that kwaino.
Where we read and God even says,
You shall do this. He doesn't give you any reason. And the reason he gives is that I am the Lord. Oh, yeah. Have you seen it? No, read through Moses. He said, remember the book of Moses. And that Old Testament fathering style didn't work. He said, remember it.
Mercy.
Remember Leviticus. He will tell them something and he will say, do it because I am the Lord. It's like an African father saying, hey, come here. Don't do this. And then they say, I am the father of the house. I speak once. No explanation. Command. Mm-hmm. I am the Lord. Mm-hmm. I am the father. But the mothers don't speak like that. Mm. So fathers can be using an Old Testament kind of style. Mm. That is why they don't have your spirit. Mm. Your heart. They don't have. You two don't have their heart. Mm. Because they dare approach you with some issues. You are too clever or too holy for that. Mm. You are too successful to tolerate that.
Mm. Let's see. Now, your woman is there. Apam da da kwan ya wanyame fasuni ya kasa sana e janumu biyo amwa diye ni se. Wanyame baka cho menwia de, menwia dansi krumu, on kan chlo, sentia wasa wasi makan weesa se, mi yonyame, ni wesi full stop. Sansu na yenume janumu ha, hey, kojo mensa, ubeye science, misi ubeye science, esa se, mi eja. Na wasi weya nisa, na waye apam da da eja, waye e bibima eja, Ubiye wanu obi nkasa. Da kana ebo enyaji pru. No obi akote. Wa ye African father. Wa ye bibima yeja. Wa ye pam dada. Eja wa samani se. I am the Lord. Mi yonyami. Mi yeja.
Fatherhood doesn't mean that you know it all about your child's destiny.
Na eja ye nchile se. Wini mubane da achenda. Mm-hmm.
And that you should possess him.
I want you
to know that you need grace to father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God used that style in the Old Testament and he said, remember the law. It didn't work. The
now,
people didn't get my heart.
Na onyame di saadie ni ye adwuma pam dada no no se kai emramre no kai kom se mre no anya adwuma.
Should we talk about Elijah?
Na I was mo pese ye kan bibi fa Elijah ho ana.
As for Elijah, the Bible introduces him as if he didn't have a father.
Na
he just popped up.
Na Elijah we said the Bible ni yin ni kire na asɛ ono oni agya.
And he was the head of the prophets. Do you know why Elijah and Moses appeared to Jesus on the mountain of transfiguration and God, as if he was repeating himself, said, look, don't listen to Moses, so to speak. Don't listen to Elijah, so to speak. Follow Jesus' style. Follow grace.
Yesu ni hu dane ye ye esrenu ni hu sesan ye no esuafo no hu Mose ni Elijah adentia na honu po nyame san timu ka kire esuafo ne se omuntie Kristo na omuni nachi adentra.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By grace may God ignore our doubts just like he ignored the doubts of Zachariah. Because sometimes you can doubt the potential of your children.
Yeah.
God said, the angel Gabriel said, this child is going to be a great prophet.
Yeah.
He is going to be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb.
Yeah.
And the father doubted that the child could have such a potential.
Yeah.
May the grace of God overlook the doubts of all fathers who doubt that their children will do well or even they will have children. May he overlook you.
Yes.
And by grace, may he send our children to the destination that he has planned for them.
Now, when yami hu ya mobo, na on kata ye ni ene ya no sedia oye Zakaria no ama onyami ne trimpo awade ma ye ma no ama ye numo kasani ya nye nye sunsum anka wamo ase ne mo wo onyami adumo no ama ye ma no enko ono ne da chian wa shise edi ama wamo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By his grace, may he shut us up when our opinions differ from his opinion for our children.
Yeah. Monyame adum no onsi ya no omaye ntorimum wo bra ne ayenye dwe ho fa ye ma ho no edu onyame die ebo ebura.
So that we will not be a stumbling block in the way of God's purposes for our children.
Sebe ya yenye esi akwan emfa ma ye ma nom ewo onyame ne kwan so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are a present father, you need grace to father. If you are a potential father, you need fathering grace. If you are a surrogate father, whether male or female, but you are performing the role of a father, because in a sense, all of us, we are, as it were, people are looking up to us.
Yeah.
We are fathering maybe one person who is not maybe your biological child, or maybe you are a mentor to somebody.
Yeah.
May we never be Old Testament fathers. May we receive the grace of our Lord Jesus to solve all the outstanding issues that God wants to do on this earth.
Ebiso ana wuye oba de na mom ugina se eja wuye bibi ana wuye be ma wunya nya eja na mom wuye bibi e kye se eja na nsupo ade a wuye no obi hwe wo na ade abɔ ne bra onyame ma ya dum a ye betumi aye eja num papa enkoye se ye be ya apam dada eja num.
And to the children, I want to make a declaration to you.
Na emofra no su muntie.
Because you cannot talk to fathers without talking to children. What makes them fathers is because they are people under them.
Now, enya de obetumi akasa kire agya no na waja emma no. Esan se, ne nti onyame ye o magya nom ne se mo yeshe wo mase.
That is why in Malachi our text, actually God said that he was going to turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers. He said, it's not a one-way thing that always the children are wrong.
Yeah.
No. He says that, look, I am going to do some work with the children and do some work with the fathers.
Yeah.
And in the book of Luke chapter 1, when it was being quoted about John the Baptist, who was coming with the spirit of Elijah to accomplish this business, he didn't even mention the heart of the children to the fathers. He says that he's going to work on the heart of the fathers to the children. So the thing begins somewhere with fathers. With fathers, there is an initial point. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not like an egg and chicken thing. There is an initial point. Fathers bring forth the children.
Yeah.
And whatever the children are, fathers must take responsibility.
Na ni woman is say. Onyame de Elisha bem John the Baptist bem a okita Elijah sunsuma obetumi dia ye bibi yentumi nkasa nche ajanum kuto e wose ye kasa kire ma no sense onyame be ye nyoma bia odi benkum ne nifon bebom na ye baako na wo kenkan look as empa no so a chese John the Baptist ade obe ye no hyase afi ajanum na odi akoma no so sa na wo kenkan Malaka ya wose odi ajanum akoma be kwa koto ema no so na ema no so de abako akoka Janmiti wa nyami shasye wa baby. O shasye wa ejanumu. We siyesi ejanumu no de emanumu su abeka hum.
You know, John the Baptist had a certain grace to elicit response from his father.
Na John the Baptist no wa adumbia. Obetumi die nyamu ayebi efine janchen.
It was a wonderful grace upon John's life.
Na na ya adumbio nyami diegu John the Baptist so.
Because when he was going to be named, the relatives said they were going to call John Zachariah after his father. And the mother said, no, don't call him after his father. His name is John. And the relatives said that there is nobody in your family who is called John. And they were debating. And so they said, then let's go and ask the father, the authority himself. When they went to Zachariah, he said, bring me maybe slate and chalk or whiteboard and marker. And then he wrote, his name is John. John the Baptist was a very unique child. He had a certain grace that made his father respond properly to him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, John the Baptist would not have been able to fulfill the ministry God or the purpose for which God brought him into the world.
Yeah.
You know, there was such a grace upon John.
Yeah.
You can do it. There was such a grace upon John being the firstborn and the first male child of a priest who is in the order of Aaron. He should have been a Levitical priest and serving in the temple. But contrary to his father's style and even the law of God, John the Baptist did not go into the temple. He went into the wilderness and he was baptizing contrary to what was happening in Israel.
Yeah.
And his father was okay with it.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because he had a certain grace to match the two. And that is a fathering grace. The fathers must ask for this grace.
Yeah.
And the children must ask God, God, give me such a grace that my father will understand me.
Yeah.
That my father will flow with me.
Yeah.
As far as your purpose for me is concerned.
Yeah. You came from
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.